Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. The British singer and producer Ebony Bones has a flair for larger-than-life musical performances. Her tendency towards the flamboyant has earned her a spot opening for CeeLo Green a few years back, and her eclectic musical palette has earned her fans on both sides of the Atlantic. We'll hear more about the making of Ebony Bones' new album called Behold a Pale Horse in just a moment, but first, here's a song, Ebony Bones, live on Soundcheck with Warrior.
This is the sounds of Ebony Bones.
That is Ebony Bones, live on Soundcheck with her song Warrior, featuring Jimmy Pallagrossi on our drum kit and Geki Matsuzaki playing the electric guitar, and sounded like a few other Ebony Bones in a black box somewhere providing the backing vocals. And the album is called Behold a Pale Horse. Ebony, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. On the record, that's the bonus track,
that
right?
Is the bonus track, yeah.
And it's spelled all in caps with periods. So
that's
do the
right,
letters
yeah.
stand for something?
They do, yeah.
What?
I'm not going to say right now. I mean, it was a track that I had recorded on my debut album, which was not released in the US. And that was from 2009, called Bone of My Bones. And it's one of my favourites, and it's a good one to perform. So I thought we'd make a nice bonus track.
Okay. So you and the guys are here in the studio, yeah. And why won't you tell us what it stands for?
Well, you know, it's, maybe other people can leave it to their own interpretation.
Okay. All right.
Who knows?
the album Behold a Pale Horse, I'm told that it's really kind of two parts.
That's correct.
And what's the distinction between the two?
The first half of the album, called Born in Flames, features a lot of children's vocals and choirs. The New London Children's Choir is one of them. And we have a great cover of The Smiths, What Difference Does It Make?, which is one of my favourites on the album. And the second half of the album is called When the Battle's Lost and Won, which is a reference to Shakespeare's Macbeth.
Uh-huh. So were these actually written with a production of Macbeth in mind?
It was something that once all the production was finished and the album was complete, it kind of fell into those two separate parts. Hmm. And actually, they're called acts, so Act 1 and Act 2.
Act 1 and Act 2. Now, you have some familiarity with acting, with the theater,
right.
And with TV. You were on a pretty popular soap opera over there in the UK.
I started on stage actually, doing Shakespeare, and my first experience standing on a stage was with director Mark Rylance, and that was doing Macbeth. I was one of the witches.
Really?
And
how old were you?
I was about 12, 13, and never done Shakespeare before, and it was phenomenal that he had given me that opportunity. And he had quite a sort of punk ethic himself, in that he completely changed the environment of which Shakespeare had originally placed Macbeth, and did his own interpretation of that.
With a 12-year-old witch.
So, that's right, yeah. that was a great fundamental experience for me, and working on stage and having that theatrical background.
And then the Family Affairs was the TV show.
That's
for
right.
A number of years.
Then I went to the small screen.
So did this serve as a kind of a detour away from music? Was music your first love?
You know, I grew up selling vinyl alongside my dad on his market store in Brixton. And, you know, I spent a lot of time as a child just going through vinyl crates. And my love of artists and music, and most particularly producers, began from there.
So that explains your album. The beginning, the very first sound on the album is from a vinyl record that was pretty famous back in the mid-80s called Le Mystère de Voix Bulgare, Mystery of the Bulgarian Voices.
Yeah.
So is that how you discovered that record of Bulgarian singing?
It's one of my favourites. In fact, I play it all the time before I go on stage as a mantra, you know, just to kind of get into the zone before I get on stage. And so I had worked in India alongside members of the Symphony Orchestra of India, and the arrangement was done by Andrew T. McKay of the Bombay Dub Orchestra, who are phenomenal. And I'd never gone to India before, and once that piece was completed, I came back and I was listening to what I had done, and for some reason that had played over it, and I thought, this is phenomenal, this has to stay.
So the Bulgarian and the Indian sort of coming together. So you produced this record. I mean, all those sorts of decisions were done by you.
That's correct. And track 7, called Breathe, is produced alongside a phenomenal artist called The Mechanical Elephant.
Right.
And we wrote and produced that together.
So there are actually several tracks on this record where you don't sing.
Right.
They're either instrumental or other people, like the children's choir, are doing the singing. Do you see yourself as a writer first, a singer first, a producer first? Do you not split them up that way?
You know, I think it's all about changing people's perspective of music. What's quite interesting to me is that there aren't many female producers who are celebrated in the same way of which male producers are. And it's somewhat, I don't know, it's sort of medieval misogyny in the industry, of which in 2013 seems quite archaic.
Yeah. So who were, I mean, without those kind of role models as a woman,
yeah.
who were you listening to?
I was listening to Brian Eno, Quincy Jones, Butch Vig, Nile Rodgers, the list goes on. You know,
right.
I've always had quite an eclectic taste in music, and I wanted to bring all those elements and pay homage to those.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned growing up in Brixton, selling, you know, vinyl records out of your dad's stall there in the marketplace and stuff. Your dad's family, they're from the Caribbean originally,
right? Both
my
parents are from the Caribbean, that's correct.
So is that part of what's going on here musically as well?
Perhaps, yeah. I think, I naturally had a huge affinity to punk music, and I think Caribbean, particularly Jamaican reggae music, has its roots in rebel music. And mm-hmm. I think reggae and punk came together with the same kind of rebel music in mind.
Well, and of course, many of the first wave of punks were huge reggae
precisely.
Fans. Think of the Clash,
yeah.
and here in the States, Bad Brains.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's some simpatico
right.
going on.
And the first band to take me on the road with them across Europe on tour was the Slits. So that was a phenomenal experience for me and one of my favorite.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Ebony Bones. The album's called Behold a Pale Horse. It's from Book of Revelations, isn't
That's
it?
Right, yeah.
So
surprisingly, you're like the first person who knows that.
Really?
I can't believe it, yeah.
So is there something apocalyptic?
Most definitely. The Sonics kind of have that apocalyptic feel about it, or I like to think they do. And it's somewhat of a concept album, although I don't like saying that. But, yeah.
Well, apparently it's two concept albums.
Correct. Well, two parts, yeah.
The two parts, one for a movie and the other this
sure.
kind of Macbeth-influenced thing. Which half of the record does While the People Sleep belong to?
On the first half, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's on Born in Flames.
Right. And so that's one of the songs you'll be doing for us in a
correct.
Few minutes.
We're going to be performing that live.
But New World Blues is the one that's next. And where is this in the...
This is also scheme? On the first half, yeah. And it closes Born in Flames. And it's got a real kind of punk rock feel to it. And it's a nice one to perform live, and we'll be performing live on Sunday at the Brooklyn Bowl,
mm-hmm.
which we're really looking forward to. So if you're around, come down.
All right. Ebony Bones with us here in the Soundcheck studio and performing some songs from her album called Behold a Pale Horse. Let's... I should also mention we are shooting video. I am so glad we are shooting video today of all days, because Ebony sounds great and you look fabulous.
All right, thank you.
All right, so shall we get back to live music? All right. The song is called New World Blues. And once again, Ebony Bones singing and Jimmy Palagrossi behind our drum kit, Geki Matsuzaki playing the electric guitar. The album is called Behold a Pale Horse, live on Soundcheck.
Hold on to your mind. Where is it?
That is called New World Blues, live performance from the singer, songwriter, and producer Ebony Bones, with Jimmy Pallagrossi behind the drums, Geki Matsuzaki playing the electric guitar. The album is called Behold a Pale Horse, sophomore effort from Ebony Bones, although, as she told us earlier, the first album not released here in the States, so for many of us, our first opportunity to hear Ebony Bones in action. On Sunday evening, she'll be performing live at Brooklyn Bowl. It's part of the school night series that that Chris DeRitas of KCRW in Los Angeles started out on the West Coast, coming here to New York, and Ebony Bones will be a part of that. Those festivities starting on Sunday evening. Right now, though, we're hearing some songs from Behold a Pale Horse, live here in the Soundcheck studio. And the song we'll hear next is called While the People Sleep. Once again, Ebony Bones live on Soundcheck with a song called While the People Sleep. It comes from her new album called Behold a Pale Horse. Another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. And Ebony, let's get you back to a microphone here. We were talking before about how there are so few kind of producer role models for women, you know, right, even at this late date. And for some reason, while you were performing there, a name popped into my head, Kate Bush.
Right,
who,
yeah.
You know, produced her own records.
As
and
did
stuff.
Missy Elliott.
Right.
Unfortunately, I don't believe we've ever had a female win the Grammy for Producer of the Year.
No, I don't think that that has happened. I'm not even sure we've had nominees, let alone winners for right. women in that category. The big difference between you and Kate Bush, of course, is that she didn't do a lot of playing out after that first tour early in her career. You seem born to perform. I mean, even here in a radio studio, you're dancing around and, you know, you've got this real theatrical look. I mean, how important is performance as theater?
I thoroughly enjoy performing. Being on stage is one of my favorite things, and touring as well. It's important because, you know, music, for me at least, is a spiritual language, and you're resonating that energy to anybody who's listening, even through the radio waves, and particularly on stage. And, you know, it's when we're performing on stage, we really like the crowd to participate. You know, it's not four guys looking at their shoes playing guitar. It definitely is a show. And we love for people to get involved.
What does that mean? Does it mean like dancing? Or?
Get on stage with us, dancing.
Really?
You know,
ooh, the security people must hate you.
They probably do. I mean, it really is about celebration. And, you know, I never really know when my next time I'm going to be on stage. So mm-hmm. It's nice to have that celebration and perform alongside people that you love and trust.
I know when you will next be on stage. It's Sunday evening at Brooklyn Bowl. And Ebony Bones performing some of the songs from her new album called Behold a Pale Horse. Ebony, it has been a lot of fun having you and the boys here in the studio with
Thank
us.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting us.
This is Soundcheck.